Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Thursday, December 14th, 2017. We're about halfway through December, so it seems like a pretty good time to start talking about Game of the Year. Now, I've been asking you guys for a week or so now to start sending in your top three games of the year. And to make things a little more interesting, I suggested that either one of your three or an additional fourth game be a game you think deserves attention at the end of the year, but probably won't be getting it from most people. A game that is a hidden gem or a diamond in the rough, or a game that just didn't get enough love and you would like people to talk about again at the end of the year. Because I suspect we'll be talking about the same handful of games as the game of the year, as the best of the best. And that's great. Those games clearly stand head and shoulders above a very crowded field this year, and they deserve recognition. But I always love highlighting the games that found a place into my heart that maybe won't be in most people's conversation for Game of the Year, but really shouldn't be forgotten, really deserve to be mentioned once again before 2017 goes into the history books. We do that on my other show, DLC, all the time as well. We do a top five games of the year, but we also do the top five sort of personal faves, the special games that just won't be, it won't be your 6 through 10 in your top 10, but it would be games that you loved and you wish more people were talking about. So I'm asking people to do that here as well. You can always send your call-ins into the show. It's easy. You just download that Anchor app and press the call-in button and record your voice. Already had quite a few people send in their top threes, and we're going to start talking about them. We're going to start talking about them and do that throughout the end of 2017. So keep those coming. I love having this conversation. Let's start with Joseph, who's clearly a Nintendo Switch superfan.
What's up, Jeff? This is Joseph from San Diego, giving my top three games of 2017. First of all, let's be real. My game of the year for 2017 is Nintendo Switch, because that thing is dope, and nothing has changed how I play games more than Nintendo Switch. That being said, one of my top three, Zelda Breath of the Wild. Duh, that game's amazing. The art's amazing. Nintendo took a risk, and I love it when Nintendo takes risks. Is that when they do their best work? The other two, also for the Switch, is SteamWorld Dig 2. Pure mechanics, so fun, lots of joy. Definitely check it out if you're interested. The third one, I hope people check out. I think it's flying under the radar. It's called Floor Kids. It's an indie title. It's about breakdancing, and I started a breakdancing crew when I was in junior high, so I love this. So if you like rhythm games, the art's on fire, the music's on fire, so check it out. If you're a b-boy, b-girl, holla at me. Thanks, Jeff. Keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thanks, Joseph. Holla back at you, my boy. I don't know. I'm not cool. So clearly you love the Switch, and you wanted to award Switch your Game of the Year. That's pretty cool. Yeah, clearly Switch is, A, doing very, very well and is going to be here to stay. I think it's going to get a lot of support moving forward from developers, which is encouraging and exciting for a Nintendo platform. We haven't really had that in a couple of generations now. And it really does change up the way you play. Things that are multi-platform that include Switch, I tend to want to play on Switch, especially these smaller titles that you can play on the go, man. It's just so fun to just play stuff in your lap and do it in style with the Switch. So let's dig into your list. Of course, Breath of the Wild. I love your justification for Breath of the Wild making your list, that being duh. I think we're going to see a lot of people talking about Breath of the Wild. Obviously, it's going to come up again and again and again, so we don't need to belabor the point. But since this is the first time we're doing this, I will say, as I have said, I admire Breath of the Wild more than I love it. I am in awe of its achievement, and therefore certainly worthy of recognition at the Game of the Year time. But these are also favorites, right? These are games that spoke to me personally. And while Breath of the Wild certainly would be in my top 10 of the year, I don't think it's going to make my top 5 and certainly not my top 3. So I'm going to disappoint a lot of people, I think, when I roll out my list. But I certainly understand a lot of people loving it and putting it on their list. It is a work of real boldness, of real innovation, of real stepping outside the box. And Nintendo could easily have just made another cookie-cutter Zelda game, and it would have sold like gangbusters as well. But they are not content to sit on their laurels, and I think that is to be applauded as well. I love that you mentioned SteamWorld Dig 2. That is a game that I have played a bunch on Switch, probably not as much as I should, because then right on the heels of that, Mario Odyssey came out and my Switch got taken over by that game. But SteamWorld Dig 2, which of course isn't just a Switch game, it's also available on other platforms, is really great. It really is great. It scratches a wonderful nostalgic itch for Dig Dug for me. It's got this cool like Dig Dug mechanic, but it's so much more. I mean, it's a great platformer. It's a really cool pseudo RPG with fun leveling up mechanics and a skill tree and tech that you can purchase, and all of that stuff really scratches my particular favorite itches when it comes to games. And I love the art style and the universe, the robot world. SteamWorld Dig 2, yes, definitely. That could live in the spot of overlooked games for me, I think. But I love that it's one of your normal spots and you reserved your overlooked game for that breakdancing game, which, I'll be honest, I only played briefly at, PAX, I guess? It was PAX Prime that I played that at the Nintendo booth. And as you mentioned, it is a Nindy, which is a portmanteau. But I was kind of unimpressed with it, I'll be honest. I only played it very, very briefly, but I really like the art style. It's sort of like this sketchbook, hand-drawn visual thing that they're going for that is very much like a street, you know, breakdancing aesthetic. And I dig it, but ultimately I didn't find the playing of it to be quite as compelling as I had hoped. And the moves, while I love the art style, the moves themselves feel a bit diminished because of the art style. The difficulty of a human being pulling off some of these cool freestyle breakdancing moves doesn't really come across because of the art. And I think that's a shame. I think it's probably a minor nitpick because overall I really dig the art. I like the art in the abstract, just not in service of what this game is trying to do, which is show you how cool it is to be a breakdancer and make you able to do in video game form these impossible feats of dexterity. It doesn't feel like that when I play it. But cool that you brought it up. And it is definitely a game that has not gotten enough love because it really is something different and unique and special, and it lives on the Switch. Next up is a top three games of the year list from Max.
Hi, Jeff. This is Max from Columbus. Just thought I'd call in with my top three games of 2017. Number one is probably Breath of the Wild. No real surprise there. Number two is Persona 5. I'm not generally a huge JRPG fan, but the style in that game is pretty undeniable. And, I think it falls into some anime cliches here and there. The story ended up being really compelling to me. For my third game, as you said, you wanted to highlight something a little different. I don't know if this game would probably make my normal top five, but I just wanted to throw a shout in for Evil Within 2, which I think is probably one of the biggest improvements I've seen in recent years over a first game. I didn't really care for the first Evil Within at all, but I thought the Evil Within 2 was actually a very good game. I mean, it still got a little of that cheesy kind of Resident Evil-style story, but I thought the gameplay was very compelling. So just wanted to send that in. Thanks.
Thanks for the call in, Max. Great list. I think it speaks to the strength of 2017 as a year of releases in video games that games that didn't even speak to me personally I can recognize as being really special this year and worthy of acknowledgement and accolade. Another vote, of course, for Breath of the Wild. We talked about that already. I think you're going to see a lot of people naming it as their game of the year, and with good reason, certainly with good reason. You're going to hear me say that probably over and over and over as we talk about this because it spoke to so many people. And I think people even that don't usually play games like this. I've heard from so many people who's like my wife, my girlfriend, my grandpa, my son, people that didn't necessarily even have experience with previous Zeldas were welcomed into this experience because it is so freeform, it is so serene, it feels like going on a hike. and I love that about it. I really did love that about the game. It just didn't keep pulling me back in like something like a Horizon Zero Dawn might. And to that point as well, Persona 5 is another game where everybody told me I had to play it and I would love it, and it just didn't grab me. And that comes more down to a personal taste issue, right? I'm not – that kind of narrative has never grabbed me, that anime, you know, going to school, figuring life out as an adolescent thing is not in my wheelhouse particularly. And I was hoping that the game itself would transcend that and welcome me into that wheelhouse, and it didn't for me. I totally love the fact that people dig that game, and it's so unique and just dripping with style. I mean, from an art design standpoint, Persona 5 is top tier. I mean, it is undeniably cool. Just the menus alone are just cool, cool, cool. I get a little tired when I'm like talking to a cat and clicking through text bubbles for 2 hours talking to a cat. And, you know, the game takes a long time to ramp up and really get cooking. But I did like the combat system. I like trying to figure out the right attacks to be able to capture the personas of my opponents. I just didn't stick with the game because the story itself, which I think most people and you as well, Max, highlight as being your favorite part, just didn't captivate me. And maybe I didn't give it enough time. I gave it, what, 8-10 hours of my time, but I, you know, it's one of those things people say, like, you got to watch all the first season of Buffy for it to really get good. It's like, well, that's, you know, 20 hours of watching I'm not prepared for. I just insulted more people. I'm insulting Persona, and now I'm insulting Buffy. Oh my gosh, all the sacred cows. Nevertheless, I appreciate you putting it on your list, and I suspect we'll get more people talking about Persona 5 at the end of the year as well. It was nominated for a Game Award. And clearly a beloved franchise that came forth with a really, really strong installment in calendar year 2017. Evil Within 2 as your underappreciated game, I think, is a really cool choice as well. I know a lot of people really dug that game. I didn't really play it. Maybe I'll circle back on Evil Within 2. Horror isn't my genre either. Here we are, me talking about all this stuff that is not in my wheelhouse. But that's, again, showing the strength of 2017, because the games that are in my wheelhouse were very strong as well. So it's hard to for me to include games that I wasn't inclined to already love, when so many games I was inclined to already love were so phenomenal. I mean, games like Divinity Original Sin 2 and Horizon Zero Dawn. I mean, these games are just excellent top to bottom. But I love the fact that you brought up Evil Within 2. I don't think enough people have talked about that game, and I certainly know that everybody I've talked to that played it agrees that it's a huge improvement from the first game and full of some really fun surprises.